Hey guys, I have a really like different topic for us today. I woke up this morning and I was like, I know I need to talk about this. Like, this is such a different topic that I wish someone had an answer for me when I was heavily shooting weddings with new babies. And it's just something that is super helpful, hopefully, fingers crossed, and something that's just a common concern for anyone who is a breastfeeding mom and who is also shooting a wedding. So what should you do if you're shooting a wedding and you're also nursing? What's the plan? What should you do? Today, we're talking all about that. So let's go. When you're a working photographer and a mom, sometimes life can throw you curveballs. One of those curveballs, what if you're nursing and you're booked for a wedding? Is there something you can do to help with the day of work, like the workflow of the day? Will it bother your couples if you have to step out to pump? Today, we're talking about all of this and more. So when you are a mom who's nursing and also shooting weddings, sometimes you might be nursing for like over a year. I breastfed all of my kids from like 12 to like 16 or 17 months, maybe 18 months with one of them. And it was just so wonderful. I love nursing like as a mom. I think it's such a fun and like wonderful experience to bond with your kid. It's awesome. Of course, everyone feeds their babies different ways. There's no one right way to do anything. And so this is specifically for moms who are, anyone can listen to this, of course, but for moms who really are strictly breastfeeding. So for me, I didn't even pump for my first two kids. When I had Max, I only shot like one or two weddings when he was nursing still. So it wasn't really an issue. And then I would just like, they were shorter weddings. I don't think I had any full day weddings when he was itty bitty. And then what I would do was just, you know, nurse him before and after. And he was a little bit older too with that. But with my other two, I definitely had to take some time to like take breaks. So when I had Henry, I didn't have many weddings when he was little, but I had several that I had to like take breaks for. And what we did, and y'all can laugh if you want, but Andrew, because I didn't pump, Andrew would go and bring him to me during a scheduled break, and I would go out to the car and nurse him, and they'd go home. Usually I think of the weddings, I had like two or three we had to do this with, and he would come and bring him and nurse him, and I would nurse him. I was the one nursing. And then he'd take him home, and that would just be like midway through the wedding, and it was totally fine. And that was like, it was fine. It was no big deal. It was fun. It was almost like, honestly, it was kind of fun to just go see them halfway through and like talk to them, tell them how the wedding was going and like have a little break with them and then go back in. No big deal. So it can feel like it's a big deal. And if you've never like had to balance this before, like if it's your first baby and you're newer to weddings and you're not like totally confident yet and asking for that time, the easiest way to do this, and this is for any photographer really, the easiest way to honestly, this episode could be 2 minutes and it's going to be this sentence. It's if you are nursing and actively shooting weddings, just build those pumping breaks into your schedule. Like just build them in. Have fun with it. Like, I mean, that sounds silly, but like have fun with it as in be like, hey, when you're talking to your couple, be like, I need a pumping break and just put in the pumping break. It's not a big deal. They would much rather you be, having pumping breaks than like dying on the dance floor because you need to like not actually dying, but you know what I mean? Like being in a ton of pain and not getting great photos. Like it's just something you have to do. It's just part of your life when you are a breastfeeding mom that you have to either nurse or pump. And so just find a way to make pumping work for you. I was really nervous about this when I had Poppy because even though I was a third time mom, I had a really heavy fall shooting schedule when she was first born. So she was born in July and then I just had like an absolutely crazy fall after that. And so I had to learn really fast on my feet about how to pump because with my older kids, I didn't pump at all. And so what I found worked really well. At first I thought, oh, I'll like go in my car and pump, things like that. But honestly, what I ended up doing for most of them, and sometimes I might be in the bathroom by myself or something like that, but usually I'd like be hanging out in like a bathroom. And a lot of the time, like bridesmaids would be coming in and out and like chatting with me, or moms would come in and out and they'd ask me about my baby and we'd chat and we'd talk and I'd show them pictures. And it was just like fun. And I just got to know people more. Like I can remember once like someone coming in, like I had a wedding and it was like in a country club and I was in the bathroom, just in the bath. It was a big bathroom, really nice. And I was just sitting like in the, you know how those kinds of bathrooms can have like foyers. Like I just like was in there pumping and someone came in and talked to me for like 10 minutes. And then I was like, going to switch sides after we'd been, you know, after I'd finished one side. And she was like, oh my gosh, like she'd been sitting there talking to me the whole time because my pump was kind of like a small one that could be kind of hidden. She was like, I didn't even realize you were pumping. And we just like had like this whole conversation. People at weddings love to chat, like just make, it's not a big deal. So many women have nursed or have experience around nursing. I'm not saying go like sit in the middle of the dance floor and pump. That's the exact opposite of what I'm saying. But like, just make it like a part of your day. It's not a big deal. We all have things we have to take care of. And even though it can be like, hey, like kind of not even embarrassing, just be like, okay, like how do I bring this up? Like I have to take in pumping breaks. All you have to do is just say, I need to take a pumping break. It's literally just part of being a mom. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed. Just go for it. Make sure you have time to, make sure in that schedule you build yourself time. So if it takes you 20 minutes to pump, usually put a 30-minute time frame for you pumping. And if you really want, what you should do with this as a way, if you're nervous about it at all, is if you have an 8-hour wedding, make it 9 hours if you have to take 2 pumping breaks. It's not a big deal. And then you can kind of like make things flow a little bit better. I know it seems a little intimidating if you've never been a nursing mom who's also actively shooting a wedding, but after you do it once or twice, it's not a big deal. People have to take pumping breaks all the time when they're working, no matter what their job is. And this is your job. If you are a wedding photographer, that is your job. You are getting paid to be there, but you also need to have breaks to pump. And I know I feel like I'm saying like the same thing over and over, like go pump. But I feel like sometimes at weddings, we get so into them that we don't even stop to drink water. I've definitely shot weddings where I forgot to eat all day, basically, because I'm just so into it. And so you don't want to get to a place where you're like in pain. You know what I mean? Because that can happen if you don't nurse or don't pump. You don't want that to happen. You need to have, that's why putting on your schedule is so important, because everyone will know what is on there. And people at weddings are friendly. Like they're fun. Every time I have gone to pump at a wedding, people like always will be like before, after, like I'll be like, I've got to go take a pumping break. And everyone is so nice, so accommodating. They ask me questions about my babies and just like, it's fun. Like, it's just more ways to connect when you're talking about that. Like, you know, not like the physical act of pumping is fun, but like being able to just talk with people about your family. People want at a wedding, everyone wants to have a good time. Everyone wants it to go smoothly. So just build that time into it. And bring extra nursing pads, because you never know, like maybe a timeline goes a little bit crazy and you might have to pump a little bit later instead of the time you thought you would. Another thing you can do that really always helped me, this is probably like one of the big things I did, was I would not nurse before I left. So, you know, I'd nurse earlier in the day, of course. And then what I would do is I would get to the venue like 15 minutes early, 20 minutes early than I would usually get there. And then I would sit in the car and pump, like just pump as much as I could so that I could go in just like I had just fed the baby. Like just as, so I had, you know, so I could go longer if necessary than I could go longer than I would have if I had nursed like an hour or two before, right? Especially when the baby's really little and they're frequently nursing a lot. What you need to do is really just pump as soon as you get there, so you have those, a bigger time frame to be able to go in and shoot and like not have to worry about it. Does that make sense? So if you do that, then you're going to have more of a, you're going to have to take less shooting breaks than if you had like nursed an hour or two before getting there. You don't want to like be there for an hour and take a pumping break. You want it to be more like those, like, you know, you want to go as far as you can, not too far, of course. We do not want to hurt our bodies, but you want to go as far as you can. And that's why like shooting, like taking a, getting there early, pumping as soon as you arrive while you're in the car, and then going to shoot. And then when you need to take that break, you take that break. It's really just something that as a mom, you'll adjust to the first 1 or 2 times. You're going to be a little intimidated that you have to do that and maybe a little embarrassed if it's something that you're not totally comfortable with yet. But really, I guess what I'm trying to say is nobody really cares. Like just go ahead and nurse go ahead and pump. And I think that's amazing. And before you're pumping, just remember like that you'll need to like, if you, okay. So because I work from home and most photographers work from home, I hadn't really until I was shooting a lot of weddings. I didn't. And again, because I mostly just, you know, Andrew would bring Henry when he was really little to my stuff if I didn't make it long enough, or if it was too long and I had to do that because I didn't pump. With Poppy, I've shot so much, I was pumping a lot. Of course, she didn't take a bottle from me, but she did from Andrew very easily. And so I knew when my wedding started. So I started like pumping, you know, 4 to 6 weeks before. I think my first wedding was like when she was about 9 or 10 weeks old. So I had a good amount. I was doing shoots in there, but the first wedding was 9 or 10 weeks. And so I'd been pumping for at least a month before that. So she was used to a bottle. You don't want to like, if you are a new mom and you haven't had a baby before, this is your first baby, this is your first experience nursing, and it's your first time shooting a heavy wedding schedule, you don't want to like try the bottle out the first time that week or that day especially. You want to have some time stored up and you want the baby to be comfortable with their bottle and being away from you, and you need to have a system from there a little bit. So that helps. If you're a photographer, you're probably shooting sessions too already, but that's something that is really great is that they can have that. Whoever's watching the baby can have, you know, the stories that you've already made, and the baby is comfortable with being fed from a bottle. That really helps too. That will help your peace of mind as a mom, which is what we're talking about more than anything right here, is it'll help your peace of mind as a mom because you'll be prepared. Your baby will know that, like, there'll be something your baby's already comfortable with, and it's really hard to be away from your baby the first couple times you shoot a wedding, especially because weddings can be really emotional, and it can be really hard. Just make sure who's ever watching the baby sends you lots of photos. Andrew always second shoots for me, but when we have little babies, like, under 6 months, he doesn't, and I get second shooters, and they shoot with me instead, unless it's, like, a travel wedding, and that's a little bit different. But what happens there is just, like, you know, make it part of your day. Just make it part of the schedule. Be upfront with your clients. Tell them that you need to do X, Y, and Z. And know that if you are a mom who's also a wedding photographer or photographer period, and you're shooting something with a long day, it is just part of it. Everyone has to take breaks when they are working and they are nursing moms. Everyone has to do that. It's just something you'll have to do at this time period. And it also doesn't stop with nursing. So when you're shooting weddings, you know, you're so focused. It's one of the things I love about weddings is I can go to a wedding, is what I always tell Andrew. I love being able to go to a wedding and like nothing exists for me except that wedding while I'm shooting. However, when you have kids, like, sometimes they will need your attention. So for me, like, my kids are not supposed to call me unless there's an emergency, and they're usually really good about that. There's been a couple of times where they have, like, called me a bunch for, like, a password, and I'm like, you can't do that, because of course if they call a bunch, I'm gonna go, you know, take a break from whatever I'm doing and call them, because I'm a mom, and, you know, the kids are so, so freaking important and amazing and wonderful. And what you do with that is just, you know, when your kids are old enough to have a conversation about that, you know, really, let them know that you're there for them, that you also need to be working. And so this is something that, like, really having, like, knowing if you are already an active wedding shooter and, like, you're learning how to balance that with being a new mom, know that, like, it's hard at first, but it will get easier. And it is something that's just, you know, it's so fantastic that as a photographer, like, I know I'm at home most of the time. Of course, I'm shooting a lot and things like that, but on a day-to-day basis, I can be there home with the kids and spend time with them. They hang out in my office. My office is basically like a mini living room for them, and they hang out. All of them will come and hang out with here. Even Max will come and hang out in the office at this point, even though he's 13, because they're so used to being around me when I'm editing and working. And it's just really fun to be able to find a job like photography where you can interact with people and create all these amazing moments, but that you still get to spend time with your kids. So look at it that way. Like, yes, like, I know it sucks to kind of have to, like, take a break because there's so much happening at weddings, and, like, no one really wants to go take a 20-minute break while they're shooting a wedding. I don't. But, like, you don't really want to, and you can be like, oh, what if I'm missing something? One, you can have a second shooter cover it. Two, you can just, like, it's fine. Like, just go and pump and know that, like, as you are, like, coming more and more into motherhood, as you are also, like, being an active photographer and shooting and, like, having fun with that, that there's always going to be a little bit of a give and pull, like, you know, as you are shooting, because that's just how it works. Like, I've talked about this in another podcast, but, like, one thing that I always love doing, even now with my kids being 13, 11, and 4, I love to, like, have them go to a park when I'm shooting. Even, like, sometimes I'll just be like, hey, you need to come with me, and I'll, like, make them, like, walk around run around outside so that they get fresh air that day if they've been home and haven't been out of the house for a couple of days. You know, that's very rare, but every once in a while that happens. Or if I'm just like, hey, I feel like I haven't seen you because of school, you're coming with me, and have them, you know, walk around the park, skateboard, whatever, in the same park that I'm in. And that's something that I really love with having kids and being a mom, is that, and being a photographer, is that you can incorporate them so many ways. And if your kid shows an interest in photography, you can always have them assist. My studio shoots, my kids are welcome to come in and out of the session. They don't really come in a lot with client works, but with models and styled shoots and like mock-up shoots and things like that. And Opal and June product shoots, they come in quite a bit. Poppy is usually in the whole time. It's the same for my dogs. My dogs are always coming around in our shoots. Like, it's just kind of a controlled chaos, and that, or uncontrolled chaos, really. I like to say I thrive in chaos. But when you're a mom, you just have to do that. And like, setting the stage for that is like, this is why, like, I really wanted to make this episode more than anything. Like, yes, it's about like what to do if you're shooting a wedding and you're nursing. Don't forget those extra nursing pads. But what's really, really important is, and I'll link the pump I used when I had Poppy. It's been a couple years now because she's 4, but it was really great. It was small and like simple to like, it was really portable and really great. But what I love about this topic is that it kind of sets the stage for how it's going to be going forward, because yes, you need to prioritize your wedding clients, but also at the end of the day, you're a mom and you have to take care of things at home. And sometimes that is taking care of, you know, going into the bathroom and pumping while, you know, hanging out by yourself, scrolling on your phone, or talking to the bride's grandma. You know what I mean? There's just so much going on there, and it's just so fun. And just see it as an opportunity to take a break, an opportunity to kind of wind down. You can look at pictures you've been sent of the baby throughout the day. And like, really just like, know that it's totally normal. Don't be stressed out about it. Just go for it. Just build those breaks into your schedule. Okay, guys, I'll talk to you later. Bye.